We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
They knew what was best for my life, and they knew what I should and could use and what I shouldn't use, because they knew what was safe and they knew what was acceptable in my life. And yet when it comes to God, trusting Him doesn't mean that we always understand what He's doing. We always understand His pathway for our life. But trusting Him is saying, God, I know that You know better, and I'm going to trust Your pathway. And we'll look together at the 13th verse of the book of Job. I heard of a man who just got saved, and he was excited to get into the Bible, and he was unemployed, and he said to his pastor, he said, the Bible has everything, it even has a job. And this is not about a job, it's about Job. And Job was a great servant of the Lord. When we think of Job, what is the first thing that you think about? You think about suffering. You think about difficulty. You think about heartache. You think about trials. Job suffered a great amount. And we read about Job's life and how he trusted God. And this is the message I want us to look at, if we could, tonight. A real simple message. I entitled it, Trusting God. Trusting God. How much do we truly trust God? Do we trust Him in every situation, or only in some situations? Can we trust Him with our lives? Can we trust Him with our finances? Can we trust Him when great trials come into our life? Someone said to trust the Lord, or trust in general, means, or it can be defined as, a firm belief in another's honesty, another's ability, and another's integrity. When we think of trust, it really comes down to the attribute of the one making the promise. Are they trustworthy? Now, I want us to look at the book of Hebrews together, if we could turn there, the book of Hebrews. And I want us to think about for a moment, just really by introduction this morning, I want us to consider the attribute of the Lord, and we can determine if the Lord is trustworthy. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, if you don't have this underlined in your Bible, I encourage you to do so. The Bible says, verse 18, that by two immutable things, the word immutable in the Bible, it means unchangeable, unchangeable. That by two immutable things, in that it was impossible for God to lie. Think of that expression there. It is impossible for God to lie. That we might have a strong consolation, or a strong comfort, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set upon us. You see, our salvation is founded upon the promise of God. Is God trustworthy? God is absolutely trustworthy. God cannot lie. When God makes a promise, it is as good as done. Now think about this for a moment. The Bible speaks of our salvation. It says that we are already seated in heavenly places. In other words, God's promise of eternal life is so sure that it is already completed. We are already in heaven with Him. That's how trustworthy our God is. And so salvation is not a hope-so. Salvation is not a maybe. Salvation is a no-so. Salvation is a strong consolation that God will always keep His word. Trust means that doubt about another person never enters our mind. Now, many people think that they have a deep trust because they obey God. But that is not trust, that is obedience. It is easier to obey God than to trust God. We can blindly obey someone because we think that it's the right thing to do, but we only trust someone when we believe in them. I think a great example for us would be the example of Peter. You see, Peter thought that he trusted the Lord. But Peter denied the Lord three times, and one night he wept bitterly because of it. But Peter realized that, yes, he followed the Lord, and yes, he was obedient, but he struggled with his trust. It wasn't based upon a true belief. It was based upon emotion. And so I think every Christian struggles with this. We struggle to trust the Lord in every area of our life. Now, Job had trust in God. Job was in a tough situation in his life, but his trust, his obedience was not founded upon emotion. It was founded in a complete belief that God was in control of every situation of his life, and God knew what was best for his life. And so he trusted in the Lord. He trusted in the Lord. And this is where we come to our text. Job chapter 13, verse 15. Look what the Bible says. This is a powerful thought. Job said this, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Job was surrounded by people that did not share his same opinion. His own wife said, "Job, just curse God and die." His friends around him said, "Job, this has to be your fault. You must have done something wrong. You must have committed some particular sin that all of this would happen in your life, that all of this would take place." And I mean, in the Old Testament, the Jews believed that if someone was born a cripple or if someone went through a great trial in their life, it was because they had committed some evil deed. That's why the disciples asked Jesus, who had sinned, this man, that he would be born blind, because they were brought up with that idea that if someone was born blind, or if someone had committed, was going through a trial, then they had sinned, or their parents had sinned. This is why these events were taking place in their life. And that was the opinion of Job's friends, that, "Job, you must have committed some evil deed." But Job said, "My conscience is clear. I have not sinned against God." And he makes this conclusion, "Listen, I trust God. I trust God with my life. And even if he kills me, I will trust in him." I want to give you tonight some ideas, some thoughts about trust. And these are just simple thoughts that I think we can put into practice every day of our life. And we can use this really as a scope to see our trust in God and to see where we are in our own Christian life. Number one, would you write it down? Trusting God boils down to whether we believe what he says is true or not. Trusting God comes down to this thought: do I believe what God says is true, or do I believe what God said is untrue? Now, how do we know we can trust God? Well, I gave you some scriptures in the book of Hebrews in the 6th chapter, verse 18. The Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. And yet we see the attribute of God, and that God always tells the truth. In fact, God is the truth.
It's Pastor Burns again from Kitchener Baptist Church and Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We'll continue our message in just a moment. We're thankful for your support of our ministry. It's our desire to preach the Word of God to our city and region. We want you to partner with us. Can you share our website, KitchenerHope.com? It's a site that gives the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, and it teaches us how we can know Jesus and have a home in heaven. Share it with your friends and family members. Again, that's KitchenerHope.com. You can financially support our radio ministry and help keep us on the air by sending a check or e-transfer to our ministry. E-transfers can be emailed to give@KitchenerBaptist.org. No password is needed. Again, that's give@KitchenerBaptist.org. Checks can be mailed to Kitchener Baptist Church at 1720, that's 1720, Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Kitchener Baptist Church at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Thank you in advance for loving the gospel. In times like these, you need someone to pray for you. We want to be that someone in your life. You can submit your prayer request at KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. That's KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. It would be an honor to pray for you and with you. We have already prayed for you today. Our prayer is that this Bible message will help you grow and know Jesus Christ. Let's get back to our message this morning.
Verse 18, the Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. And yet we see the attribute of God, and that God always tells the truth. In fact, God is the truth. But think about this for a moment, because when we look at the past events in the Bible, we see various prophecies, events that were prophesied or events that were said would take place. And we have seen these prophecies fulfilled exactly as God has said that they would. We look at the Word of God, and we look at the prophecies concerning Jesus himself, where Jesus would be born, how Jesus would be raised, the miracles of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus, and all these prophecies that were written thousands of years before Jesus walked on this earth had come true in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we look at the Bible and we say, yes, the Bible is the Word of God. Yes, the Bible is authority in my life. Yes, the Bible is trustworthy, that I can count on it, that I can live it, and I know without a doubt it is the very Word of God. The Bible says in Psalm 9, verse 10, it says, "And they that know thy name." Now, this is not talking about just generically the name of the Lord. This is not just talking about someone knowing about Jehovah God. But more specifically, this is talking about experiencing God in their life. Oh, taste and see that God is good. And we can say this for every attribute of God. Oh, taste and see that God is love. Oh, taste and see that God is a giving God. Oh, taste and see that God is faithful. Oh, taste and see that God is a holy God. Experience the Lord for yourself. Walk with Him and see that everything that God has said is true. I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 John, the epistle of 1 John. And I want us to notice, if we could, chapter 1, verse 1, the epistle of John, the apostle. Chapter 1, the Bible says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us." That, verse 3, "that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ." John the Apostle was an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. He walked with Him every single day. He was the only disciple that was with Jesus at the cross. He saw the Lord die on Calvary's hill. And John is writing here, he's saying, listen, we have walked with Jesus. We have seen Jesus. We looked upon Him. Our hands have handled. And I want you to know what we have heard and what we have seen and what we have witnessed is truth. He is the Son of God. He is the only way to heaven. We have tasted and we have seen that God is good. That's what he's writing here. And so the Bible says in Psalm 33 verse 4, it says, "For the word of the Lord is," Psalm 9 verse 10, it says, "For they that know thy name have experienced God, have seen his attributes and have seen his promises and have walked with him. They know thy name. They will put their trust in thee because God is trustworthy and God can be trusted. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee." God will never forsake the one who seeks after the Lord. Psalm 33, 4 says, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth." God is trustworthy, and we can trust in him. We can trust in him. We can trust his word for our life. We can follow his word, and we will never be confounded. We can build our life upon the promises and the precepts of the word of God. When we think of the Old Testament, we see the prophecies of the Bible fulfilled. So many prophecies fulfilled, completely seen and completely fulfilled, exactly as God said that it would be fulfilled. And when we move into the New Testament, we see men and women laying down their lives, facing torture and pain, lost their homes and lost their families. I think of the early church. They were persecuted. They were hunted down because of their faith. And in other countries around the world today, many are suffering persecution. I think we as Christians think that it's a spiritual thing to suffer persecution. Jesus said we would suffer persecution. But I think in our minds as Christians, we think that we are ultra spiritual, and the Bible says if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you will suffer persecution. And so what we do is we take events in our life and we call it persecution. The Bible says if any man suffer for being a Christian, let him not be ashamed. But if any man suffer for being an evildoer, if any man suffer for being a busybody or a murderer, then he ought to be ashamed. But to suffer for being a Christian, he ought not to be ashamed. So what we have done is we have taken these various events of our life and we've thrown them this title of persecution. We say we are suffering for Jesus. We are suffering for Jesus. We may be suffering because we just don't know when to stop talking. And I know a lot of people say, well, you know, all this COVID-19, we're suffering for Jesus because we can't sing in church. Well, you can't sing anywhere in a public place. Are they suffering for Jesus too? I really don't think that in North America we truly understand, very little we understand of what real persecution is for our faith. And yet the Bible says that they were persecuted for their faith because they trusted in God and they truly believed the Word of God. You know, I think that one of the hardest things for us to believe is the words of Jesus when he said that we will, as Christians, we will never die, that we will have eternal life. If I say to you, how do you know you're going to heaven when you die? You'll answer back, well, the Bible says so. Well, how do you know that that is true? Because I believe God. I trust God. I believe the Bible. And when God says it, he will not lie. He will always keep his word. And I've trusted in him. I've put my faith and trust in him. And therefore, when I die, I will go to heaven. And I say, and I would applaud you. I would say, absolutely, 100% correct. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God is no liar. And God is no debtor to any man. When God makes a promise, he will keep it. That promise to God is as good as done. And so you can trust God. And we trust God for our eternal life. But we struggle to trust God in our daily activities. We trust God to say, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we believe it. And amen, we ought to. But we struggle to trust God with our finances. Or we struggle to trust God with our future. And this is the Christian life. How, as Peter, we falter in our faith and in our trust. And we deceive ourselves thinking that we have this strong trust. And yet, oftentimes, God reveals how shallow our trust really is. But we could trust the Lord. We could trust him. We could trust him with our life. We can trust him with our future, our finances. We can trust him in every area of our life because as the promise of salvation is truth, God makes promises throughout his word for every area of your life. Think about this. Number two, you could write it down. Trusting God does not always mean that we will understand what God is doing or why he is doing it. Just because you trust God doesn't mean you always understand what God is doing. Now, Job didn't understand what God was doing. He had lost his family. He had lost his business. He had lost his health. I mean, Job had gone through just a series of events that would bring a man to his knees. And yet he says in verse 15, listen, if he were to kill me, it doesn't matter. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him. I don't understand what God is doing. And I don't know his plan or his purpose in it. But I know this, God knows what is best for my life. Maybe in our life, maybe in your life today, you're wondering if God maybe has even forgotten about you. Maybe you're wondering if God still cares about you. I think the devil uses that weapon, that dart of doubt, often in the Christian life. Events come into our life. And the very first thing the devil wants to do is kind of cast that doubt. He wants us to think in our mind that God doesn't care about us, or why would God allow this event to take place in our life? When all of our best plans go bad, we wonder why God would allow this to happen at us. And you know, there are people who get mad at God. They get bitter at God. Sometimes, and as Christians, we see unbelievers prospering and Christians that are suffering. And we think in our mind, why would God allow his children to suffer and unsaved people to prosper? But friend, listen to me. God doesn't always operate the way that we think. You know, our parents didn't always do the things that we wanted them to do, or they didn't always do it our way. And yet we think that God should do it our way. Now, I would assume that your parents, like my parents, were much wiser than me as a child. They knew what was best for my life, and they knew what I should and could use and what I shouldn't use, because they knew what was safe and they knew what was acceptable in my life. And yet when it comes to God, trusting him doesn't mean that we always understand what he's doing. We always understand his pathway for our life. But trusting him is saying, God, I know that you know better, and I'm going to trust your pathway.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.